So you have to presume that the telephone salesperson said something like, okay, Sharon, I hope that I've answered your questions on this particular thing. Now, I wonder if you could take a, if I could take a couple minutes of your time to talk about whatever we're going to talk about here. And the customer said, okay. The customer has expressed an interest in finding out more information about Mr. Medical's expanded product line. Currently uses Physician Sales and Service, PSS, a complete line in National Medical Supply House with over 55,000 stocked items. The customer's office, and the customers for these guys are all doctors. They call, they basically sell cardiac supplies, so they're calling, you know, the Michigan Heart Group is a premier cardiology practice, I guess you'd call it, in the metropolitan Detroit area. The customer's office is a multi-specialty with five cardiologists and a total of 20 physicians full-time. They use Holter kits, chart paper, syringes, blood pressure monitors, data storage CDs, stethoscopes, electrodes, defibrillators, skin prep items, gels, stress equipment, exam tables, batteries, gloves, and more. A regular doctor, they're going to use all that stuff. They've been buying electrodes and chart paper from Mr. Medical for 8 years. Telephone salesperson is to use closed probes to determine more information about the customer's needs. Respectfully, file the probes and try to get something going on additional items being ordered from this PSS outfit that sells them a lot of stuff. And get permission to call back again later. You're placing an order and interest in finding out more about Mr. Medical's medical surgical offering. I mean, you know, when you get a big national firm, generally they got turnover, and you know, one time you call in, you talk to Kathy, the next time you talk to Garrett, and so on. But smaller local companies generally can provide more personalized service. You know, they can stock stuff and stuff right down the street. They can have a sales guy go over and so on. So a call might go something like this. Sharon, I wonder if I could just take a couple minutes of your time now that we've got the exam table situation straightened out. Could I take a couple minutes of your time to talk about some of the other things that we offer?
I have a couple of minutes, sure.
Okay. Well, I guess first of all, can you tell me, are you having any trouble reaching your present supplier or getting deliveries? Are there any problems associated with PSS?
Well, I can say the only problem that I do have is that I get put on hold a lot. And I'm really busy, and I don't have time to be put on hold. When I call somebody, I expect them to be on it and take my order.
Okay, so Sharon, I heard you say that you're concerned about being put on hold, and apparently PSS are putting you on hold.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So now that's a repeating back. You know, you Sharon a couple times, mm-hmm. repeat it back. So she knows I'm listening. If I don't repeat it back, she doesn't know I'm listening. So now I could say, well, in our firm, you cannot be put on hold. I mean, unless I'm put on hold for you, Sharon, where I'd be looking, where I put you on hold to look something up for you, because all the calls that come in here are routed to the next available specialist. And we have 22 on the phone all the time here to handle specialists. So it's unlikely that I would ever have to put you on hold. And I would never do it unless I had to do something for you. And then, of course, I would call you back. Or if you wanted to stay on hold, I could put you on hold. But so we certainly are very aware of that. I just wonder about... let me just see... Now, if I was selling this stuff every day, I'd be a little right on top of this. You know, like blood pressure monitors are something that are so important to doctors' practices, Sharon. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I go to my doctor and he takes my blood pressure, it's painful to me because he pinches my arm. I mean, this is no kidding. I'm serious. I don't like people taking my blood pressure because it bothers me. You know, they squeeze my arm. It hurts. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah, blow
yeah right. Blow. Yeah. So can I ask you about the blood pressure monitors that you have in your office? Are they relatively new, or might they be older like my doctor uses?
I want to say we've had them probably for about 5 years now.
And 5 years.
I've never really had anybody complain about it.
Okay. All right. Well, just within the last year, fantastic blood pressure monitor company has come out with a new product, which is all digital, and doesn't have the same level of intensity on the arm, but is able to produce very accurate readings. And, you know, our sales guy is over there from time to time. I could have him bring one by and show it to you if you'd like.
That'd be fine. Yeah, no
okay.
problem. I'd love to see it.
Can you tell me if there's anything that you order in some significant volume that you might be interested in purchasing from us?
We go through a lot of gloves. And I thought we were purchasing many, but I find that we're purchasing them every other month.
Okay. So gloves is a product that you're concerned with.